Exercise two, morning journal. This is a really simple, effective exercise, and it'll set you up to begin your day in a really positive, focused way. Doing small things frequently in a consistent way is a really effective way to create change. Consistency is the key. I love morning journal. It's, you know, and when you wake up, don't lie in bed, because if you do, your monkey mind's going to start up, and then you'll start worrying and start thinking and stressing and criticizing, and you feel like crap. So the idea is to start having some good morning rituals. This is the first one, is morning journal. So your instructions for this is, one, choose a dedicated notebook, which is used exclusively as your morning journal. And every morning, take 5 minutes to pick one question from section A, which there's some great things there that I'll cover in a moment, and then also from section B. So let's go to section A, and I want you to pick different ones each morning. And those of you are saying, well, I don't have 5 minutes. Well, why on earth have you even signed up for this? You have to put in the work. If you want to feel self-empowered, if you want to change your life, you have to do things differently, and you've actually got to put in the work. So if we go to section A, answer as fully and honestly as you can. And so some of these ideas, I am optimistic because I deserve the best that life has to offer because I do matter because it's okay to make mistakes because my world is a beautiful place because I can say no when I want to because, and I'm good at making decisions because. So let's pull out one of these. You know, I can say no when I want to because I can say no when I want to because I'm listening what is right to me. I can say no when I want to because I have a voice, I am important, and what I say is important. I can say no when I want to because I am ignoring myself if I just go along and be a pleaser and not listen to my own intuition, which is saying no. Answer as fully and honestly as you can. I deserve the best that life has to offer because I'm loved, because I'm lovable, because I'm wanted. I deserve the best that life has to offer because life is a timed event. Life is magical. Life is a gift. I could go on and on and on. Are you getting a bit of an idea? You know, I do matter. I do matter. Again, it comes back to your belief system. And so much of what we live, you know, there are so many beliefs. You know, I'm not important. I don't belong. I'm unlovable. I'm not very clever. And so what I am hoping by you doing this Change My Life self-empowerment course, you will understand that your belief system sets you up, and it's about being aware of it. So really have a go at this and sit with it. My world is a beautiful place because. Why is your world a beautiful place? My world is a beautiful place because I feel healthy. My world is a beautiful place. I have this gorgeous home. I have my pets. I have my family. I have my community. You know, you could go on and on and on. You getting the idea? Brilliant. And then section B, one thing I will do today to connect with myself, to fill my cup up, to fill my well up. So it's about being able to think outside of the box, think broadly and use your imagination. So some examples, I've included it in this exercise. Go to yoga class, sit in nature and be present, dance in the kitchen to your favorite song. When you're having a shower, get out of your head and feel the water on your body. So one thing that you're going to do today to connect with yourself, and it can either be planned or spontaneous. A few days ago, I was coming home from the gym. I picked up my cup of coffee and I thought, damn it, I'm not going home. And I went down to the water and it was absolutely superb. It was so flat and peaceful. And I sat and I filled my cup up, literally, I drank my coffee, which was adorable, but drank my coffee and just took in nature and the water and the birds and just filled my cup up. So what is it that fills your cup up? Ask yourself those questions. You know, what is it what do I need to fill my cup up? So anyway, enjoy morning journal and what comes with that. You know, answering those questions. And also section B is, how can I fill my cup up? So pick one or the other, but gosh, if you can do both, that is fantastic. And see you on the other side.